Port Ward. Port Ward councillors. Councillor Ray Brown. Phone 0419 953 198. Email r.brown, that's B-R-O-W-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Graham Moore. Phone 0400 167 844. Email g.moore, that's M-O-O-R-E, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Soccer scores funding boost at Bunyip. Cardinia Shire Council has welcomed $900,000 from the Australian Government for the development of a much-needed soccer pavilion at Bunyip Recreation Reserve. The pavilion will include unisex home and away change rooms, social space, meeting room, storage, kiosk kitchen, a unisex referee room, and an accessible toilet. The funding is part of the Australian Government's Better Building Regions Fund and was announced during a visit to the site by Federal Member for Macmillan, Russell Broadbent, in August. Councillor Graham Moore said the funding would be a great boost to soccer in the area. These important funds will allow for the growth of Bunyip Soccer Club. They currently can't play on a Saturday because the existing pavilion is shared with the football and cricket clubs. Female-only teams cannot be created due to lack of unisex change facilities, and the lack of storage is also a big problem, he said. The new pavilion will solve many of these problems immediately and also provide long-term benefits for the players, their families, the club committee and visiting teams, Councillor Moore said. Cemetery Turning Lane completes McDonald's Trackworks. A new turning lane into the cemetery has been added to McDonald's Track in Lang Lang. Completing earlier works that included reconstructing the road with a more durable road surface to cope with the large number of heavy vehicles that use it. The resurfacing work included the section between Western Port Road and the former railway line, where the existing pavement was rapidly deteriorating and the shoulder needed widening around the old railway line. Councillor Ray Brown said around 2,500 vehicles use McDonald's Track daily, including loaded trucks accessing at least three major sand quarries. The new surface includes asphalt, which will provide excellent strength, and the new turning lane for the cemetery will assist traffic flow on the road and improve safety for all road users, Councillor Brown said. The total cost of the project was approximately $1 million and included funding from the Australian Government Roads to Recovery Program as well as Black Spot funding. New road and crossing at busy Spencer Street. Narnagoon residents are enjoying a smoother and safer journey along busy Spencer Street after the road was recently reconstructed and new pedestrian crossing installed outside the primary school. Spencer Street is the main access to Narnagoon Primary School, Narnagoon Recreation Reserve, the Public Hall, Scout Hall, Community Centre and several other community facilities. With these many facilities located along the street and significant traffic movement, it was necessary for Council to upgrade the road due to its severe deterioration. As part of our asset management program, Council reconstructed the road surface, including the road drainage, constructed curb and channels along the full length of the road, and also formalised the pedestrian crossing outside the primary school. The total cost of the project, including the crossing, was more than $500,000. Pavilion funding for Lang Lang Recreation Precinct. Council has welcomed a $1.5 million boost from the Australian Government towards a pavilion within the Lang Lang Community and Recreation Precinct as part of the Building Better Regions Fund. This pavilion will contribute to the overall development of the reserve, which will include football, cricket, netball, tennis facilities, and host community events and functions. Progress at the site in Caldermead has continued throughout the winter months, with important preliminary works well underway or nearing completion, including topsoiling of the sedimentation basin, wetlands, and reuse basin, road and car park earthworks, stormwater drainage, earthworks for the oval and future pavilion, lighting installation. The project has been jointly funded by Council and the Lang Lang Community Bank branch of Bendigo Bank. Council has consulted widely with the community to help guide the project, including the formation of the Lang Lang Community Sporting Precinct Steering Committee and meetings with potential user groups.